and 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 137 and 1 says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they asked this question, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And so this morning, I just want to encourage somebody today. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Could we do that right now? Could we just bless the Lord at all times? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, yeah, I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, he is good. He's good. His mercy endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's good all the time. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The scripture that we read in Psalm 137, it tells of the children of Israel as they were under judgment of God, and they were carried away into Babylon. And there on their journey, they set them down by the river. And there they remembered Zion and they wept. They wept. And then verse 2, it says, we hanged our harps on the willows. I remember when I was young, we lived in Kaufman, Texas for about 2 or 3 years, somewhere in there of my growing up time. And near the driveway, we had a weeping willow is what we called it. We didn't just call it a willow, we called it a weeping willow. And if you've ever parked a car under a willow tree, you'll know why they call it a weeping willow, because your car will be covered with sap. And it's very difficult to get off, and it's not easy on your paint job. And so we called it a weeping willow. And so here by the rivers of Babylon, they sat down and they wept because they remembered Zion. They remembered their home. They remembered the place where God had blessed them. And so the Bible says they hung their harps on the willows. Even though that their captors, they required of them a song, and they that wasted them, they wanted them to act happy and to sing the songs. And I can hear the sarcasm of their captors. Hey, what about now? Why don't you worship now? Why don't you praise now? And they asked the question, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And in my vast imagination, I have a big imagination, I can just imagine what might have happened. What might have happened if somebody would have taken down one of those harps and began to pluck a song on it and began to sing one of the songs of Zion. Maybe someone would have remembered the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maybe somebody would have remembered that the Lord is my shield and my buckler. Maybe somebody would have begun to sing about some trust in horses and some in chariots, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. And in my imagination, Brother AJ, I wonder what would have happened if somebody was said, hey, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I just wonder if somewhere in the top of those willows, there may have been a wind that began to flow and there had been a presence of the Lord, and what the enemy might have done if the children of Zion would have begun to sing a song of the Lord in a strange land. In the midst of their weeping, in the midst of their confusion, in the midst of their misunderstanding. Why are we here? Why is this happening? Why have I been defeated? Why am I seen to be going down when God is supposed to be on my side? But what would have happened if they would have decided to praise? Amen. And so here we are. We have hills and we have valleys. We have times of victory. When we stand on the mountaintops and we can see the vast spiritual landscape ahead of us. And then it seems like just a moment later, we're in the dark recesses of a deep valley where it's very thick and it's very hard to see what is going on around us. And we feel alone and we feel like God is not there. And we feel like he has maybe left us and we are all alone. And in those times, whether it's on the mountaintop when we can observe the vast spiritual landscape ahead of us and all the blessings that God has laid out behind us and before us, or if it's in the deepest, darkest valley when you can't see your hand in front of your face and you wake up in the morning and you wonder, what is it all about? Why am I here? And you go to bed at night and you lay on your pillow and you think nobody understands where I am or what I'm going through, and tears run down the side of your cheek and begin to make little puddles in your pillow, and you begin to feel like everything is bad. No matter what situation you find yourself in, or maybe you're on the gentle plains, the gentle slope of a calm day, or maybe you're in the midst of a powerful storm that is stretching the strength of your sails, and you're not sure if you're going to make it. But oh, I tell you today, on this Sunday morning, I will bless the Lord at all times. When I'm on the mountaintop and I can see what's going on and I can perceive what's happening, I can worship Him. Oh, I can praise Him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And then when I'm plunged into darkness and I don't know what's going on and I begin to wonder, was it me? Was it him? Did I make a mistake? What's going on? How can I feel him? How can I perceive him? I want you to know, on this Sunday morning, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't have to see his blessings to praise him. I don't have to see the way to worship him. I don't have to understand to sing a song of Zion. Woo! Because he's worthy. He's worthy. Whether I see it, whether I sense it, whether I understand it or not, he's worthy. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and Omega. When I'm healthy, when I'm sick, when I have abundance, when I have little, in between times, it doesn't matter. He is still worthy of my praise. And so today, whether I feel like it or not, whether I feel him or not, I brought a praise with me today. Oh, yeah. When I sat on the chair in my bedroom this morning and I reached down to pull my socks on and to put my shoes on, I decided I might as well put on my shouting shoes. I might as well, because it doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what's going on. He's still worthy. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. If you're on the podium of victory today and they're playing your song, praise Him. If you're in the agony of defeat today, that's all right. They may not be playing your song, but you just have a praise session anyway. You just bless Him anyway. You might know the future. You might know where God's taking you. You may see it as clear as you see me today. Or you may be looking and you can't even see the hand in front of your face. That's all right. Bless Him anyway. Praise Him anyway. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise Him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Why? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, I've watched it. I've watched people, saints of God in this church, as they have lost loved ones, as they have gone through terrible trials, as they have gone through sickness and pain in their body. And I've watched people on their deathbed lift up a shaky hand and praise the Lord. Man, when I was in Bible college for the 3 years, the last 3 years, every Saturday that we were in college, I would go to the nursing home. And young preachers, if you've never preached in a nursing home, you should. It'll allow you to preach when there's distractions. It'll allow you to preach when nobody is saying amen. It'll allow you to preach when half the people are asleep. Some days I feel like I'm back in Bible college. Not today. Not today. But we had this little lady. I bet if she weighed 8... There I go, Brother Will. I said, I bet. I've always told him not to say I bet, but I said it anyway. So anyway, full disclosure there. I can imagine if she weighed 90 pounds at all, she was withered away. She couldn't stand up. She was in a wheelchair. They had to wheel her in and wheel her out. And I could hear her voice today as we went around the room. Does anybody have a testimony? And every single Saturday in her shriveled state with no ability to stand, she could barely put her hands together because they were full of arthritis. And she would say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And that's all she would say. She would just repeat it. And she would clap those hands where she could almost just clap the heel of her palm. And she'd say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I wonder today, could somebody in the midst of your weakness, in the midst of your struggle, could somebody put, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, and I'm going to finish that for her and forget not all of his benefits. I think the reason some people can't worship is because they've forgotten where he's brought them from. He brought us up out of the miry clay. He set our feet on the rock to stay. He established our goings. And sometimes we get so focused on what's not happening or what we don't have or what we should have, and we can't even worship him anymore. But oh, he saved my soul. If he never does one more thing for me, if he never answers one more prayer, oh, I got enough to praise him for today. I don't need him to do anything else. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hear me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. If you're in a battle, be like Jehoshaphat when he was surrounded and they were supposed to surrender in the morning. He said, hey, where's the guys with the harps? Where's the guys with the songs? Why don't we go ahead and sing a song right here in the middle of this siege? And he began to sing and they began to worship. And the enemy thought, oh my word, what is going on? Verse 22 of 2 Chronicles 20 says, and they, the enemy, Israel, when they began to sing to and praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. What happened? When they began to praise, when they were under siege, when they could not make it out. If you have an enemy that seems to be insurmountable, if you have an obstacle in your life that seems like you can't go around, why don't you be like Joshua and the children of Israel on the seventh time around, on the seventh day? The Bible says they shouted. Amen. Nowhere do I read that one wall, one block cracked. Not one shake, not one shimmer, not one sign of an earthquake. Not one sign from heaven that God was about to do something miraculous. All they did was walk in obedience. And when they got around that city of Jericho on the seventh day, the seventh time around, they shouted unto the Lord. And then the walls came down. Amen. And so when you have a formidable obstacle in front of you, insurmountable, you don't think you can make it around, why not on this side of it, without seeing anything, without having any evidence, hallelujah, could you just begin to worship? Oh, could you shout unto the Lord for the victory, because he can give it? Amen. Acts 16, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And so here's that same principle. At midnight, they began to sing praises unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. And then suddenly, there was an earthquake. And so before it began to shake, rattle, and roll, before the doors began to come open, before the shackles began to fall off, they were praising God at midnight. Is there somebody here that you're in the deepest, darkest place you think you've ever been? Is there somebody that can muster a song in a strange land? Is there somebody that can sing in the middle of your prison? Is there somebody that can praise him? I love this part. So not only did they begin to sing at midnight, not only did the prisoners hear, but then God answered and began to shake the place, and the doors were opened and the chains fell off. And this is what I love. And it says, and everyone's chains were loosed. And so guess what? On this Sunday morning, I would love to have 100% participation. That would be amazing. We would blow the roof off of this place. Even with half the congregation going on vacation, we would still blow the roof off. But you know what? I don't need 100%. I just need two or three people that says, hey, in the middle of my prison, I brought a song. I brought a worship. I brought some joy with me. And it won't even set you free, but it'll set somebody else free. And before they leave this place, your worship will cause the bands to fall off of them, and they will lift their hands in praise. Amen. Oh, I'm not finished. In loss, Job 1 and 20, he had lost everything. He was so upset. His family, his children were dead. His wealth was gone. His future was uncertain. And the Bible says Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, and he fell down upon the ground and cried like a baby. No. Complained. Fussed. Grumbled. No. After all of that, he fell down on the ground and he worshiped. And he brought it all the way down to the bottom line. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I lost it all, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to bless him when I got a lot. I'm going to bless him when I have nothing. I'm going to bless him when my family's healthy. I'm going to bless him when they're not. I'm going to bless him when I have money. I'm going to bless him when I'm poor. I'm going to bless him. Woo. And so in loss, I love the story of the author Louisa Steed and Mr. Steed. In 1875, if you're near your seats, you can be seated for a moment. We're going to worship the Lord in just a minute. And to their marriage was born a daughter named Lily. When the child was 4 years of age, the family decided one day to enjoy the sunny beach at Long Island Sound, New York. While eating their picnic lunch, suddenly they heard cries of help and spotted a drowning boy in the sea. Mr. Steed charged into the water. As often happens, however, the struggling boy pulled his rescuer under the water with him, and both drowned before the terrified eyes of his wife and daughter. And out of her why, struggle with God, during the ensuing darkest days of her life, flowed this song that we know so well, written by Mrs. Louisa Steed. She wrote these words: 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Amen. I would have guessed that these words were written in a parlor, being waited on by a servant, while being fanned by an adoring son or daughter without a care in the world. But no, they were written in the deepest, darkest cave of grief. Why is that? Why is the comfort in the simplicity of taking God at his word? The comfort is there in the simplicity of taking God at his word, and the confidence in the character of God, knowing thus saith the Lord means his decree and his glory and our good. And so this morning, amen, this afternoon, I brought a praise with me. When I don't understand, when I can't figure him out, when I prayed and prayed and prayed and believed, and I know that He hears and I know that He answers prayer. But all I seem to be getting back is no or wait or... But I brought a praise with me. Amen. When my body is not feeling good, I brought a praise with me. When I'm under stress and struggle and I'm not seeing everything I want to see in the Spirit, I brought a praise with me. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that no matter what state you find yourself in, whether you are abounding right now or whether you are abased, whether you have everything you need or you are in want, whether you feel wonderful today or you feel unhealthy today, you're in pain and suffering, and the doctor's report is not what you wanted to hear, I'm telling you, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. When the sun is shining, I will bless the Lord. In the darkest night, I will bless the Lord. When I feel great, I will bless the Lord. When the battle is in the heat of the moment and I feel like I'm going to be defeated, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Could we stand all across this place today? Before we leave this house, could you hear this simple message today? Oh, could we live it out? I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I have everything, blessed be your name. When I don't, blessed be your name. Oh, could we just worship the Lord together right now? Oh, as the musicians come, could we worship the Lord together? Where are you today? What are you going through today? I will bless the Lord at all times. I love Job. He broke it down even further. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I love the four Hebrew boys as they stood in the face of the greatest temptation of their life, as they could hear the roar of the fire, as they stoked it seven times hotter than normal. They told the king, hey, the Lord is able to bring us out. But if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. Oh, they didn't say it, but let me say it for them. I will bless the Lord at all times, on the outside of the fire, in the midst of the fire, in the sea, on the shore, in the storm, in the sunshine. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, when you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize that life's not fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. The song goes on to say, when everything falls apart, praise his name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me. He'll take away the pain. When it seems you're all alone, praise his name. When you feel all hope is gone, raise your hands and say, greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Oh, the praise of the Lord shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, could somebody just lift him up right now? I don't feel like praising. That's the perfect time to praise him. Nothing's going right. That's the perfect time to praise him. Well, I'm in a strange land. Oh, that's the perfect time to sing a familiar song of Zion. Woo! Could you come? These altars are open. If you need joy today, if you need peace today, lift your hand and worship Him. Find a way to honor Him. Could you tell Him? Could you tell Him, I will bless the Lord at all times? Yeah. I refuse to give the enemy an inch.
My past erased. My name changed. Let's testify.
I refuse to let the enemy have my song. I refuse to let my circumstances. My